Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Genuine Chit Chat. This week, my guest is actually my girlfriend, Megan Gritti. Now, as well as being my girlfriend, there's much more to know about Megan. She speaks fluent Spanish and Italian. She also teaches French and Spanish in a school. She teaches people between the age of 11 and 16. And me and her just have a nice little chat about what's been going on recently. We got a tortoise, we went to Italy, loads of other things. So it's a great chat. For just a little bit more detail, there won't be too much preamble, as well as what I just mentioned, we also speak about retaliating to bullies, Megan's job being a teacher and what that sort of entails and some observations of that, details of some of the churches we saw while we were in Italy, some of our stances on religion, Megan's involvement in the God Squad, and a lot more. Now, this is part one of two parts, so part two will be released next week as usual. Before the show gets started, there'll be a quick promo for Release the Clowns. They are a podcast who I've played their promo before. They're in the Brit pod scene as well, along with myself and many of the other people I've been involved with over the years. So, yeah, make sure you check them out. And the last thing before we get started as well, I guested on a show called The Brave Files. And now a while ago, I had Heather from The Brave Files on my show. Heather was actually on episode 54 of Genuine Chit Chat, so be sure to check that out. But when I went onto her show, The Brave Files, which is a link in the description, I spoke about my dad, and a lot of people who listen to the show regularly know that my dad passed away when I was 19. I've got a whole episode about it I did with my brother, which was episode 24. If that interested you, or if what I'm talking about now interests you and you don't want to go back and listen to episode 24, then check out The Brave Files. It is episode 86, and it's a really great one. I just talk about how it sort of changed me as a person, how I sort of dealt with the grief, and, you know, it's okay to be wrong sometimes. Things like that. That's the general rule we talk about. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys, for listening to me for a ramble at the start. I'll be back at the end of this conversation to say what's coming up in part two and generally what's coming up next. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you at the end.
In a world of wonder.
See? That's my feet.
And horror.
The military advised that the flesh-eating pigeons can only be stopped by destroying the brainstem, and that they do not poop.
That makes no sense.
Why did they do that?
One podcast fights the forces of evil.
The new and improved diabolical disintegrating death ray!
Triumphs over adversity.
Now, I'm not sure how to pronounce this word.
Boo, la, 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 la.
And brings hope.
Live your life.
Joy. And silliness.
Perfectly normal.
That podcast is Release the
That's painful.
Clowns. Coming to ears near your head now. Release the Clowns sketch comedy podcast on Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, and all reputable platforms.
Oh, this is most pleasing.
Yes, quite marvelous.
Oh, this is...
Welcome to Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton. And yeah, now we're going to start the podcast because it's really weird talking to my girlfriend across the room with microphones between us.
I literally hate it.
Yeah, not normally, and normally on the sofas next to each other. But here we are. We're doing it. You're ready for this, Megan?
I was born ready for this, Mike.
You're born ready. Okay. We can do this. It's going to work. It's going to be the greatest podcast that anyone's ever listened to.
The greatest podcast of all time.
It's going to be the best. It's getting no one to ever top this. You mark my words. It's going to get millions upon billions of
listeners. This is the podcast that's going to get you into the actual podcasting biz.
The podcasting biz.
Yeah.
Where I start making actual money from it.
Yeah. Where you become a professional.
Yeah. Well... We can see whether see if that works. Depends. I mean, we've got a few things to subject matters that we've kind of vaguely discussed beforehand, so we can get cracking into that. And segue is I'm drinking. You may have heard the little chink of the cup espresso because we got a new espresso machine, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
There's a yeah,
we did. This is so weird.
I know. It gets less weird, don't worry. But it's the we had the espresso machine, didn't we? So it's like we got that because we had an Amazon gift card and then got some money from our dad in Italy.
Yes, we got an espresso machine because Mike wants to be George Clooney. That's his goal in life. to be the next George Clooney, and he's pathetic because he's drinking this coffee.
Oh.
That it's not even that strong.
How dare you? It's the thing is, from I was drinking a lot of espresso in Italy, and I'd never had espresso before.
Espresso.
Espresso, yeah.
Yeah, Nespresso is the machine that we've got.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying is espresso, the actual drink style. I've never had one of those before I went to Italy with you. Because I've only got really into coffee recently. It's been the last couple of years I've been much more into it. Like before that, I was at work and I was like, I only have a coffee when I need it.
To be honest, the only time that I really drink coffee is when I go to Italy. Mm. Like in the week at work, what are you doing?
Do you want some?
Oh, no.
I'm not going to. What's some sort of weird podcasting symbol that you don't understand? Which is like, quick. No, I raised my cup. That was time for shout outs. No, that wasn't a subtle thing. I was just seeing if you want some espresso because it's quite powerful.
I can't remember what I was saying.
We were talking about having coffee and you have it in Italy a lot more.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, like in the work week, I'll have a coffee if I'm really tired at work. But realistically, I don't drink coffee at all. And then when I go to Italy, I'm like, yeah, I'll have an espresso after breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then another random point in the day.
Sometimes decaf or in bed.
Nah, didn't have decaf.
Yeah, we had decaf at
Nonna's. Oh, we had decaf at Nonna's house because that's all that she had.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
she didn't have any other coffee. That's why she gave us decaf, because I think she drinks decaf.
Oh, I see. I thought that was kind of the point. I thought it was like, oh, it's the end of the night, so you have... Oh, okay.
Nah.
A strong shot of caffeine is the Italian way. Yeah, because the reason I didn't release a podcast last week is because of... I went to Italy from Saturday to Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention it on my podcast to write the last minute, so... Oopsie.
So basically, you're the worst person in the world.
I am, yeah. Normally, meant to, like, I was going to try and release like a tiny short thing of me saying, by the way, I'm not going to be here, but I kind of forgot because it was so busy. And I went to Italy and we came back and we've now got a tortoise. that's the end of the podcast, guys.
We have a tortoise and she's amazing and I love her so much and she's my new best friend.
Yeah, she's really small. She's like the size of, I don't know, like the espresso cup.
She's a bit bigger than an espresso cup.
I think from Shell, like that sort of size.
Yeah, but we need to think of an object that everybody has the size of, not just a random espresso cup that we have in our living room.
Yeah, I don't know, it's like a baby fist, I guess.
I'd say like a baby fist.
Yeah, so she's here just yesterday, got moved from, she was with three of her siblings out of, in total, she had 16 siblings, so she was one of 17 Herman tortoises.
She was the greediest one and left in the tub.
Yeah, when we went and collected her yesterday, there were four tortoises left in there, and she was like immediately, she was eating a lettuce, a little bit the older lettuce that was left there from like a day or so, and then Auntie Karen kind of moved, like, got rid of the old lettuce and put some new one in there, and she literally just ran straight into the lettuce.
Straight into
the other ones were like, oh, I guess there's lettuce there, let's go have some, maybe, I don't know. And she was like, lettuce, let's go. And then...
she does love lettuce. She's been munching on it all day.
Yeah, she's been getting used to the tank a bit more and stuff. And whenever Megan puts down new lettuce for her, it's she just, as soon as we're out the Viv, close the doors, she just kind of slowly goes over there. And then when she thinks to look and she's like, go!
She's great. I'm literally obsessed with this tortoise. I've taken so many pictures of it, Mike.
Yeah.
Like my entire camera reel at the moment, when you see it on the screen, is just pictures of the tortoise.
That's adorable. Yeah, she's cute. She's moving around a lot and she was climbing over this little... Because Megan, you've got this... Where was it from?
My mum got me a little wooden turtle that's on like a stick, so it looks like it's swimming. She got it when we went to the New Forest.
Okay.
Yeah, so I put that in there because I thought it would be nice for them to have a little companion. But she keeps climbing over it. She jumped off it earlier.
Oh, yeah, because she jumped and she fell on her back.
Yeah. And then another time, a different time, she fell on her face. She just doesn't care.
Yeah, well, she's like the age of her, we've kind of discussed. Like, when was she born? Oh,
she was born on the 1st of June.
1st of June. It's now the 3rd of, 3rd of November. So it's June, July, August, October. So it's now 5 months.
July, August.
June is 6, October. November is 11, months. So yeah, she's 5 months, but she started off like, obviously minuscule.
Yeah, she was about the size of a 50p coin.
Yeah, little thing. But yeah, we decided to name. We thought if it was going to be a boy, it'd be Wicket, which is for you nerds out there like myself. In Star Wars, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, it's the name of the main Ewok that befriends Leia.
And surprisingly, it was my idea and not yours.
Yeah. But you love Wicket.
I do love Wicket.
We're going to be watching episode 6 again.
I also love Warwick Davis, so that's probably one of the reasons why I like Wicket so much.
Yeah, and I was saying, like, you didn't realise earlier, but obviously you've only seen a lot of him once. Is that Warwick Davis shows up in a lot of the Star Wars movies. He's in the first one in Jabba's Palace of the Pod Racing. He's in the Force Awakens, I think, is the actual same character, I think, in Maz Kanata's bar place
You're
or somewhere
such
like
a nerd.
That. I am, yeah. And then he's also in Rogue One. He's that little... what do you call it? There's like a in Rogue One, one of the rebels in the big city. Everything's going on. He's like a mini one with like a big mouth thing.
You know, again, remember. I repeat, you're such a nerd.
I am. I'll point him out to you when we watch it. And you can be, oh yeah, that's Warwick Davis. He plays two characters in Star Wars canon. Because I'm a nerd. That's
yeah, you are. I mean, you're currently wearing a Star Wars t-shirt.
Oh yeah, this is like my favourite. This is what I wore on our first date, wasn't it?
You did wear it on our first date. That's true.
Yeah. It's my favourite Star Wars t-shirt ever. It's from Killing Tree and you can't get it anymore. So it's just like, I'm hoping when they come back they can release it because I want more people to see this sort of stuff, but it's like it doesn't look like obviously Star Wars immediately when you first see it. You can kind of see it's like
yeah
tribal.
I think you pointed it out to me. I don't think I realised.
Yeah, there's a lot of shapes and tribal things on there. I'll probably have to take a picture because we're just vaguely describing a t-shirt on a podcast. Let's just do that for an hour. Let's really close your eyes, guys.
That's what they want to hear.
Even if you're driving and imagine yeah, well, that's on your first day. It's just my favourite. It's like kind of what I like is like obviously a lot of it is nerdy Star Wars-y stuff, but it's not necessarily obvious about it. I mean, I've now got Star Wars tattoos, so it's kind of less.
You're just a massive dweeb.
I am a dweeb, but so are you. I mean, think about your collection of Harry Potter stuff. Harry Potter egg cups.
Mate, my collection of Harry Potter stuff is nothing in comparison to your collection of Star Wars stuff.
I think they're pretty even because you've got the egg cups, but I've got an R2-D2 kitchen timer. Have you got any other kitcheny stuff that's Harry Potter? Like I've got a Harry. You've got a Harry Potter mug. I've got a Star Wars cup.
I've got a Harry Potter lunchbox, but you've got a Star Wars lunchbox.
See, you've got this is it.
Yeah, but then you think about all of the trinkets that you've got that are Star Wars. I don't have that for Harry Potter.
Most people bought those for me. Like I didn't actually buy.
Yeah, but that's besides the point. My point here is that your collection is larger than mine, not who bought more of the stuff.
Well, it's.
Well, I mean, I've got Harry Potter bed sheets, and I have a Harry Potter blanket.
Yeah. Well, that's.
And I've got that little. Oh, I've got that thing on my bedside table, don't I? That's it's a little potions box.
Yes. Yeah. And I've got. Yeah, I've got mainly.
But all of
figures.
My stuff is useful stuff.
Yeah, I've got mainly figurines because it was just mainly. It was bought for me. Like people, like my friend Alex, who's been on the podcast. He bought me a lot of these things. I love it. It's great. It's. It's
yeah, I mean, I've also contributed to it because I've bought you a couple of Star Wars things as well.
Yeah, and I'm happy to have them. It's like, I really like, I got bought them ages ago. I think mum or dad got them for me quite a while ago when I was, I think, 13 or something. I think it was around episode 2 or 3 came out, that sort of time. After episode 3, rather. But yeah, it was little, the Russian dolls.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, the Vader and it's like an eggy sort of shape and you know, it's Anakin and then the smaller Anakin and stuff. I like them. They're groovy.
Groovy. I used to have Russian dolls. They used to freak me out. Like China dolls as well.
I know there's. You can get the sort of porcelain.
Yeah, they're
dolls.
China dolls. I had two of them and
oh, really?
They used to scare the shit out of me. I used to hate them.
Were they from Italian family?
I don't know. They were from English families. I remember that I had one. So when I was at my mum's house, I had two of them.
Hmm.
One of them was called Sophie and one of them was called Megan.
Right.
But the one that was called Megan had a broken arm. So when you touched her arm, it would come out of place. And she was just freaky. They were both really freaky. And then when I'd go to my nan's house to stay over in the spare room, there was like a whole shelf of China dolls. I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
Was that your nan's house or in Italy?
No, this is in England. My English nan, I should say.
Oh, okay.
My mum's mum.
Because I know that obviously your dad, he makes puppets.
Oh my God, I hate that. Well, I love the puppets because they're cool and my dad made them.
Hmm.
But they do all live in my apartment now. So why go to the toilet and there are just puppets like fucking staring at me? Yeah, they're freaky, but they're cool.
But yeah, I mean, to preface with the sort of apartment thing, it's like when, basically we went to Italy, obviously Saturday to Wednesday, Megan's parents on your dad is Italian and that sort of side of your family.
Yeah, my parents divorced, mum lives in England, dad lives in Italy. But yeah, my dad owns the entire side of a flat. So the bottom, middle and top floor. So the top floor is his, and then he made the middle one into for me and my brother. And like downstairs at the moment is a workshop where he does some of his like wood building things.
Yeah, because he does that. He's made violins, he's made boxes, he's paints, he's made shoes,
he's literally puppets. Ridiculous. He like does so much stuff. He's way more creative than I am.
And he's an ear doctor as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he billboards fits, and stuff. He fits hearing aids for people. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy. So cool.
He's cool. He's the best.
He is pretty damn cool. But yeah, we got the puppets. Like, there's one that's got like, what was it, like testicles almost?
No, they're not.
That's what you say. It looks
no,
like.
No, the testicles thing was one of the churches in the city.
No, I mean on the chin.
Yeah, Adam's apples, you nutjob. What are you calling them, testicles?
Oh, it's the one with there's, two.
There, yeah. In England, we have Punch and Judy. And yeah, so that's Ciupino is the equivalent of that from in Italy. And it is a like a little character that's naughty, like as in he does silly things. And then he's got three Adam's apples on his neck. And they are quite enlarged, so they look ridiculous.
It looks like,
but yeah, they look like testicles.
Yeah, that's pretty. that's what you point out to me. There's also one that has like the hair of Johnny Bravo.
Hair of Johnny Bravo.
Isn't there the one that you said that he's got like the sort of buzz cut?
Oh for? Yeah, there's one with like a buzz cut. Yeah. Yeah. No, I never said that about Johnny Bravo. Johnny Bravo was my dad's canary.
Oh, okay.
My dad's canary had a yellow thing coming out of the top of its head that made it look like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Classic show. Well, good.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo is amazing.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites of Cartoon Network. What was your sort of favourite?
On Cartoon Network?
Powerpuff Girls was great. Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls was banging. That was the best show. Ed, and Eddie. Yeah, Johnny Bravo. Then there was Cow and Chicken, but my mum didn't let me used to watch it because it was too stupid. She hated it. My mum absolutely hated Cow and Chicken.
Cow and Chicken is so good.
It was awful. There was the weird devil that walked around on his bum cheeks.
He's just got a red guy or something.
It was. I think he was meant to be the devil.
Yeah, yeah, but his name was like actually just the red guy.
The red guy.
It was something like that.
But he used to walk around on his bum cheeks.
He did, yeah. A lot of strange things happen. Like Cow used to just eat chicken occasionally. Like put like. Take
and then pie. Was that the show that you never saw the parents' faces? You only saw their waists.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't remember if there's an episode where you see the top of them in the reflection, or if you.
I think you do see the top of them in one.
Or it's like, I can't remember if it's like a joke and there's none of them at the top and it's just legs, or if it's like I can't fully remember. I remember seeing. I think in one episode you might see just half of them up, and it's like a joke sort of thing. But then another time. Some sort of special episode, I don't know. They normally do it for the 100th episode, you see this weird thing that people haven't seen before.
Yeah. Was it Cartoon Network that also had that program about the three female spies? Did you ever see that?
I've seen the one about Kids Next Door, which was the five cartoon people spies.
No,
kids.
This was a specific... bloody cords for the microphone.
Oh yeah, I probably should have held that back.
There was a show about three spies. And it's going to be... Totally Spies. Did you ever see Totally Spies?
Oh, I think I watched like one or two episodes. I don't like it that
much. That was an absolute... Oh, shut up. It's just because you hate women.
You're sexist from a young age. To be honest, I like That's So Raven. And even though
That's So Raven was Disney Channel, though. It wasn't Cartoon Network.
I think... I can't remember if like Totally Spies was Cartoon Network or if it was Nickelodeon.
I don't know if Totally Spies was Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon.
Yeah. It was one or the other, but Fairly Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents, that was Nickelodeon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is a great show.
Both of them, SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents, top. I know you're the biggest fan of SpongeBob in the world.
I think SpongeBob is stupid, and I know that's a controversial opinion.
Yeah, you're not going to be
like... everyone is going to hate me. Mm. But they're like, I don't know, I think I've seen... Every time I've seen an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants, it's always been... the same episode.
Yeah.
So I think, although I've seen it quite a few times, the majority of the time it has been the same episode.
Mm.
Because there are like five or six episodes that I know.
Yeah.
But there are so many more episodes than that, obviously.
There's like seven series or something.
Yeah, exactly. So like the Journey to Rock Bottom, that's an episode I remember.
That's one of the first ones. That's quite
early. Then there's the Shell one.
Yeah, the Magic Conch.
There's where he does a driving test lesson.
Is that the one with the fish guy or the girl?
The girl.
Okay, he does about five of them.
Yeah, so then, the one where Krusty Krabs is like got a girlfriend and she's like, is really, she wants all of the stuff and she keeps making Krusty Krabs buy her gifts.
Is that actually a girlfriend or is it his daughter, Pearl?
It might be his daughter, the actually.
Whale. The whale.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's like a handful of episodes that I've seen.
You've seen those, some of the greatest ones. Like, there are some naff episodes.
I just find that his character, and I know he's supposed to be annoying, but I just find him incredibly annoying.
It's how Squidward most of the time reacts to him all the time. It's just so funny because he hates him so, so much. And anytime he goes away, there's episodes where he moves away and stuff like that, like a lot. Like, not a lot, but like there's a few episodes where he just moves away or something happens to SpongeBob. And then he's just so miserable and awful all the time. He goes to like this land of Squidwards. They're all like him. And they're just like slightly variations of him, you know, one with like a nice jacket, one like a woman. And he goes there and he just gets absolutely mental. He literally just has a complete breakdown and runs, basically goes back. It is such a good episode because you just watch him and SpongeBob just like doesn't even notice Squidward's gone. You know, sort of, he just kind of goes off in his way.
It's also because he's such an idiot. Yeah, it just annoys me.
Yeah, but Patrick, when he meets Patrick, Patrick is even more dumb.
Yeah, I know. He's Patrick like is really dumb.
Incomprehensibly stupid. It's like the whole idea of it, the metaphor is he lives. Like, his home is, like, under a giant, like, rock.
Under a rock, yeah.
And he literally lives under a rock, and the term for living under a rock is you don't know
anything. That's so smart. Well done, SpongeBob SquarePants creators. Yeah. I applaud you.
Yeah, it's great. He's he is so, so thick. Now, have you seen the band episode?
The what episode?
Where they play, like, a big musical number at the end.
No.
Sweet, sweet victory.
But I've definitely seen more episodes than the ones that I've already said, because I haven't even mentioned the squirrel, and I know who the squirrel is.
Yeah, Sandy Cheeks.
Yeah.
She's in quite a few, she's in like a lot.
And there's isn't there an episode where they go above the water?
Yeah, there's a couple, I think.
Yeah, so I've seen one of them.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Frankendoodle?
No. There's one I've seen with the ghost ship, though. Ghost ship.
Yeah, there's a few of them, yeah.
Was it the Duchess? No.
Yeah, the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
Yeah, and it's like there's a captain out of it. He's in a few things. There's like a whole video game.
Yeah, I must have seen way more than I think I have, but like...
Some of them are absolutely bangers. Another
one's just not. It's just not my favourite show. I just find most characters really irritating.
They are,
which I mean, I think is the point. Yeah. But they just jar me up.
Patrick
can't deal with it.
Is you watch him and you're like, oh god, like how are you that dumb?
It's like when you see shows with Joey Essex on it.
Oh, yeah, I think he plays.
And you're like,
quite a lot.
I can't tell if you're being serious or if you're actually like this.
I think he's pretty dumb, but I think he kind of plays on it a lot. I think, but he
seems like a really like genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, I don't hate him at all. Anyway, I've got no ill feelings towards him. I'm just like, I just think he plays on the fact that he's kind of dumb, but it's whatever. But you know, people do worse, like Keith Lemon.
Like, I think
Keith Lemon, I hate his character.
I think a lot of people play them like dumbed down because like there's so many kids at work that are so bright, but they just want to act like they're not.
Yeah, I think it's a part of it is kind of not with adults necessarily, but with kids, it might be like a pressure thing. Like it can be,
yeah,
you know, feeling like it's a lot of. Well, if you are intelligent, then you can get ripped on in school. Like I remember me, I used to, and a few others, I used to be called. It's such a lame insult. It never affected me in any way. I never got upset about it, but it was being called a boffin.
Oh yeah, I used to get called a boffin by people in the years above me.
It's like boffin. It's like what? How is that even really an insult? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so innocuous. It's just like, you're basically really smart. It's like, I'm not saying that I am or was, but it's like being...
Yeah, but I reckon you were saying it.
Probably, I was a bit smug.
Yeah.
I was a bit smug boy. Yeah.
Arrogant smug boy.
I thought I knew everything. That was the thing.
Yeah, you're a know-it-all. You still do it now.
Nowhere near as bad now and you know it. Well, you don't know me.
Well, I don't, because I didn't know you.
No. Know me for... What's it now? Nearing a year and a half, almost. January is a year and a half, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. But, it's me being a little smug boy. Yeah, that was definitely...
Yeah, I reckon you would... If I were your teacher, you'd be one of the kids that pisses me off.
Yeah, I used to get that a lot from teachers. A lot of teachers really didn't like me. Yeah, my maths teacher hated me. My English teacher used to kind of moan at me for talking a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I used to have teachers that didn't like me. That was my English teacher at school absolutely hated me, but loved like a couple of my friends just because she had her favourites.
What does she act like towards you and them?
Oh, she was just awful. Like, I remember one day there was like maybe like six or seven of us that hadn't done our homework.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, well, those of you haven't done your homework, you're going to have to stay behind. And then when she was talking, everybody was taking notes. Like everyone was taking notes as to what she was saying. And then she saw me and was like, oh, so you think you're too smart that you don't need to do this, and you're doing this, and you're doing like other things that you're not supposed to be doing. And I was like, I'm literally taking notes to what you're saying. And she was like, oh, so first of all, you don't have your homework. Secondly, you did this. And then thirdly, you're all smug. I was like, I'm literally just taking notes. Like, what? And then there were, like, all these other people that hadn't done the homework were also doing exactly the same thing. But I was the only one that had like a massive go. She phoned home.
Wow.
She phoned home because apparently I was rude in her lesson.
Some people are just mental.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny because I'd already told my mum that that happened at school. So when the teacher phoned, I think they got into a bit of a disagreement.
Oh, so your mum argued your corner?
Yeah.
Mum's done that
the
before.
Next day she apologised to me, but...
Yeah. Well, that makes it vaguely worth it.
Not really. She was a bit of a bitch, really.
Yeah, well, it's silver lining more so than worth it.
Yeah. Then I had to work with her as well. Because obviously I got a job in my secondary school as a teaching assistant, and then she came back to do some like help with the GCSEs, and I worked in the English department.
Yeah.
So I had to work with her as an adult as well.
How was she then?
She was a lot politer.
Didn't have a power move.
No, I don't know. Yeah, she just wasn't great.
That's what I didn't like about certain teachers in like college, especially. Where I was like, they just act like some of them were like acting. Not a lot of the ones I had, but ones that if they covered or something, lessons, they kind of had this attitude that they were like better than me in some way. It was not like they are obviously more experienced and more knowledgeable in whatever they're teaching, and I have to respect their authority. But it was this weird thing, and it was like really patronizing, I found. Some, not all of them, but some of them were.
Yeah, there are always going to be teachers like that. Like, I hope I'm not, and I hope that like the kids that I don't like don't know I don't like them. Because, like, I'd hate to think that I maybe gave off the impression that I didn't like that student, and then because of that, they don't try in my lessons.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are kids that are just dicks. Like, they're just awful.
Yeah.
But I love my students. The majority of them are great. There's obviously going to be a handful that aren't so great. But even those ones that are difficult, if you get to talk to them one-on-one, they're actually okay. It's just in a classroom setting that they're, for some reason, turds.
And these are what, like 10/11 to 16, is that right?
It's 11 to 16.
11 to 16, yeah.
Yeah, secondary school.
As in, they're, that being their age, not what year, they're in. But yeah, that's a... It's weird thinking of like a job where, because obviously I don't interact with children pretty much at all for obvious reasons. I'm a, you know, mid-20s-year-old man.
Obvious reasons. Half that makes phone. It sound so weird.
Well, it'd be more weird
for obvious reasons. I don't hang around with children. That's the way it comes across. It makes you sound gross.
I see what you mean. I just meant like, because like, it's not
for anyone. There are no obvious reasons as to why
I've obviously got family members like my niece.
He just goes to work, and it's not a children environment.
Yeah, I'll just go there. We like, you know, have banter, like swear and like talk like to each other like adults, obviously. But like no one on my team's got kids, so we're just like all not don't really talk about it and stuff. Whereas you spend your majority of the day surrounded by children,
5 days a week spent surrounded by children, yeah, of varying ages, of various attitudes.
Is there an age group at the moment that you've sort of not specifically the years that you're teaching at the moment, but is there a general sort of age that you prefer?
I either prefer year 7 or year 11.
Right.
Because year 7, they're like super keen and like they do everything for me and it's great. And like it's really nice getting to know them and seeing them build from like what they were when they came up into year 7 and then how they progress as like little children. And like that's weird to say it, but like as they progress from like younger kids up to like slightly older and seeing them develop is really, really nice. And a lot of changes happen in year 7. Like, a lot of the kids that come in, you can be like straight away, oh, you're going to be difficult. But there are some kids that are like lovely to begin with, and then they start to have an attitude and they bubble up and you can see a different side to them. But by the time they get into year 11, you've got a really nice relationship with them. So you can have a lot more like jokes with them and you can kind of relax a little bit more. Because obviously, realistically, when you're teaching, you're acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, literally every single day I have to act. Like, if there's something bothering me, I have to be okay and I still have to teach. And, like, if something really upsetting happens, I still have to go in and I still have to teach. They don't know your personal life. Like, obviously, they're your students. So when you get to year 11, you can get to the point where you can, like, kind of show a little bit more of who you are.
Yeah.
So, like, with my year 11s, for example, I talk about you and I talk about the fact that we're getting a tortoise. Like, like, they know who Mike is.
Yeah, vaguely, obviously.
They vaguely know of you. That's and they know that I've moved house loads in the past year.
Yeah.
Like, they know more information about me. Whereas to my year 7s, I wouldn't really mention you. I would be like, oh, I'm getting a tortoise. But I wouldn't say, like, me and my boyfriend or me and my partner are getting a tortoise. Because they're really weird about finding out information about you. Like, I think they forget that we're people. So
it was like, I remember being a kid, being like, oh my god, I saw blah 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 in the supermarket. It's like,
and it's, yeah, like, they live in the same town as you. That's not weird.
Yeah, like they do shop for food like you do. Like, yeah. Why would they not be out?
Like, it's like, I've gone into, when I lived in Andover, and I was working in Andover. Obviously, I now work in Andover and live in Southampton, but, like, I would sometimes see students, like, in the shops, and then they'd come up to me at work and be like, oh, I saw you at the weekend. And I'm like, yes, we said hello to each other. We both saw each other. Yeah, but yeah, I just saw you at the weekend. I was like, yeah, I know you did. We were both there. I don't know why you feel the need to then bring it up again and say that you saw me. I was like, yes, we were doing exactly the same thing, shopping for food. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. They just get so excited. The worst thing is bumping into students when you're drunk.
Oh, how many times has that happened?
Only once. Yeah, only once. It was like 7 p.m. and, like, my ex and I had gone bowling and we drank a bit too much at the bowling place. And then we were going back to mine. And on the way home, we went into a shop to buy some more vodka to drink at home. So, like, it was probably a little bit too early to be drunk, but at the same time it was a weekend and we were just day drinking, so obviously it happens.
Yeah, of course.
But we went into Tesco and I bumped into one of my year 7 students. And he was like, all right, miss. And I was like, oh, hello. And then Tom comes behind and he's like, I've got the vodka. And I'm like, oh, okay. The student just looked at me and was like, right, and I was like, okay, I'll see you on Monday, and just, like, kind of ran away.
And you just, like, basically turned down an aisle and they were there, and then they were like, hey, miss. Like,
yeah, it was too late to turn around, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, especially if they're facing towards you, would look down an aisle. It's like, ugh. It's like sometimes when I see people, like, if I see someone from, like, primary school that I haven't spoken to in years, it's like, part of me does want to kind of meet them again and sit down, have a coffee and catch up with them properly. But when you see them in those, like, random places, it's just like, oh, like, I haven't seen you in, like, 10 years. How are you? Like, I can't, in a really lame, douchey way, apart from, like, well, I can either say, yeah, I'm fine, how are you?
It's just,
like,
small talk that you can't be bothered to have.
I don't like it because, yeah, exactly. I like familiarity. I like all people who are, like, when you meet people when you're drunk, it's great because you can just deep dive. You can just talk about anything and people don't have that weird sort of social boundary. But also when you're in, you're kind of like a deep, how have you been? Oh, yeah, I've got a tortoise with my girlfriend. By the way, I live with my girlfriend. I've known it for this night. It's like, you can't just randomly just blah, blah, blah.
Is this people that you weren't really close with at school, or is this just random people at school?
It's kind of a bit of each.
Because, like, I think it's worse when it's people that you're really close with.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just, like, drifted apart.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because you're like, oh yeah, we used to literally be best friends, and now it's like, oh, I don't know you. I don't know who you are, really.
It's weird, yeah, because I've had that with a couple of people. There was someone I met when I went to the cinema with, I think, Callum or something, and went to the ticket machine, and the person I knew was there, and I used to hang out with them quite a lot. Like, we used to hang out on the weekends and stuff, get fish and chips, that sort of thing. I went to a trip on Longleat together, with my parents, and yeah, then we just drifted apart, which isn't a problem. And then saw her at the cinema and I kind of nodded. And she kind of vaguely nodded and didn't say anything. And I was like, I thought about it and I was like, you don't recognize me, do you? And she said, no, I do. And I was like, okay, cool. See you later then. Nice to see you. And walked away. And I was like, that was a weird interaction. I don't know if I maybe, I don't know, maybe she was quite anxious or whatever. I don't know. But, like, for whatever reason, or maybe knew me after that time on Facebook and when I was maybe a I can't even think of anything really I've done recently. Maybe it was quite a while ago though. So
people are just weird though, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not a problem. I was like, okay, I guess I don't have to worry about bumping into you again because it's not, we don't have to necessarily acknowledge each other.
We literally do not need to speak to each other at all, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Worst is like sometimes a parent, not parents, go like, that's fine for me, a parent went about, but I mean, you know, like older family members that you don't see very often.
Oh, yeah, it's always super awkward. There's one that lives, I think there's a relative that lives near my mum's house and she always bumps into me and she's like, oh, how's everything going? And wants to have this really, really long chat with me. And I'm just like, I literally just came here to get something from my mum's house. I need to go. Like, I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, stay and chat. And I'm like, please let me leave.
And then what do you actually say?
Please let me leave.
Do you really say that to someone?
Yeah. And then I punch him in the face.
And then you run.
And then I run, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I steal their belongings first.
So you gotta do, you know, if you're gonna swing, you know,
that's my advice to anybody, is
if you're gonna hit someone, you might as well just take their stuff. That's what you're saying.
Yeah Mike.
People of genuine chit chat do not condone the stealing of people, like mugging people in the street. Okay. If you hit someone, it's probably best to bail. Don't nick stuff from them as well. It's like more of a retaliation.
I'm going to get arrested now.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my DBS.
For all those people that you've hit and also stolen stuff from.
I've never punched anyone.
I've punched one person once.
I've slapped a couple of people. Mm. I've never punched anyone.
Is that like guys in the club get a bit grabby?
I have punched someone, but it wasn't in the face. I punched someone in the stomach at school.
Why?
He called me fat.
That's a fair enough reason, I think.
He called me fat and he broke something that belonged to me, so I punched him in the stomach.
Yeah.
How old was I? I think I was in year 9, so 13 or 14.
Yeah. It was one of those things where, like, I don't condone violence, but if someone calls you something that verbally aggressive, when you're kids especially, it's not a big deal. Like, if you're an adult and in your, like, a pub and someone calls you fat and then your first reaction is to punch them in the stomach, it's like, you probably need to give it, you know, don't do that because that is just a bit too of a jump. But
yeah,
in school, I'd never say to kids, yeah, do that. But I'd be like, especially because you're female and he's male, that does change your life. If it was like,
I mean,
the other way around, that would be outrageous.
Yeah, it would have been bad. But like, I mean, he was a dick anyway, but... Yeah. People like cheered when I punched him. It was great.
Yeah, well, I had a guy who kind of blew me a bit in year 4, and I think end of year 4, part of year 5 and stuff. He kind of came into the school at that time, and he just tripped me up and pushed me and things like that, and called me whatever, and normally fat and things like that. But yeah, I remember I got to a point where I told teachers, and obviously usually nothing can really get done unless they see it, and if you're sneaky with it, it's not.
Yeah, some students are proper sneaky with what they're doing.
I did two things. There's one time it was raining and we were like inside, it's like pouring of rain. So everyone was like in the classrooms with like stuff going on, and obviously there weren't enough dinner ladies and teachers and stuff. So it was basically
wet break.
Yeah, it was just pandemonium basically. I was just walking somewhere, whatever. And then someone basically came up to me and there were two people behind them and they pushed me. And this other person basically came up to me, pushed me and stuff. And then I pushed them and they fell behind a counter.
Ooh.
It was like a counter, like behind the
countertop. They flip over it?
They fell
Jesus.
Right over it.
You must have given them a proper shove.
Yeah, I really.
For them to flip over a counter.
They literally fell back and fell. I remember everyone like laughed. Another person behind me was like cheering and things like that.
That's the bad thing, though, isn't it? That, like, kids get involved and they have this, like, thug mentality.
Yeah, I agree. It's being just, like, a douche, essentially, in that age. It's, like, you know, dangerous when it gets older, but, like... And making me feel small because of whatever problems they had. And it was, like, when I did that, then I remember, I think it was the next day, a break, they come up to me and kind of pushed me, or kind of squared up to me again. And I pushed him, and I remember this, he got... You know a bench, remember the old school benches where it's just like four planks of wood at the top and then two planks on either side? He fell into that butt first.
Oh, God.
Into there and like that. I was stuck for a second. And then after that, he never went up to me again. And then I ended up going to secondary school and he went to the same secondary school and we actually became all right.
Mm.
I actually crashed over his house once. Top and tail. Only time I've ever done that. And it was absolutely awful.
Yeah, top and tail is the worst. You know those benches that you were talking about? Those standard like... primary school and secondary school benches.
Yeah.
I once, in primary school, we used to have just like the wooden bit at the bottom as a bench.
Yeah.
And I remember being sat on it and someone was like taking a seat towards me and I was taking a seat back. And yeah. then I didn't look where I was going and I just literally fell off the bench
because
there was no more bench.
Oh, wow.
So I went to sit back on the next step and fell off the bench. Funnily enough, that friend was trying to kiss me. And funnily enough, she has now come out as a lesbian.
I think I'm. Do I know that friend?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, know
I
that
think
friend.
I know who that is. They are. No, of course not.
She's a great person.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah, well, at my school, it was just, yeah, kind of. I remember I was on crutches after I broke my leg when I was, you know, in year four. So I was 8 or 9, I think. And I was riding a bike, fell off. I was riding a bike with my dad, ped around a corner, went down too quick, skidded off, and smacked my shin on the main bar going across the bike. And yeah, broke it in two places, fibula and tibia.
For some reason, I've heard the story so many times recently. I mean, we talked about it today.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. Yeah, that it comes up, it sort of bursts. But maybe it's because someone mentioned it to me, and then I remember it, and then I bring it up more frequently in conversation after that. Probably.
Oh, Mike, and I love to talk about myself.
My podcast, all about me.
I'm your guest. Actually, it's all about me.
It's all about you.
Yes.
But yeah, I broke my leg, and then this guy basically, it wasn't the same guy that was mentioned previously, but basically, I was on crutches, and they pushed me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I hit him with my crutch, and then they got into a lot of trouble. They were like proper bollocked, and they were like tail between their legs for the rest of the year.
Oh, bollocked.
Bollocked. I couldn't think of the word. But it's very British. Like, some of my American listeners are like, what?
Proper
what
bollocked.
Bollocked mean? Yeah. He was a... I don't know why, but I held off on saying fucked. But he was got really... Not
Australian trouble. Emily.
Yeah.
So I've got like so many friends called Emily that they're now split up and they've been named by where they're from.
Yeah.
So Australian Emily loves the word bollocks. She thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah, I can imagine Australian sort of thing, like, because they a lot of them swear quite a lot, don't they?
Oh, like, Emily swears like a fucking sailor. She swears so much, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, if I have a guest who swears a lot, I bounce off them and swear a lot. And if I hang out with Justin, my brother, I obviously end up swearing a lot more because he always swears.
Mm.
Kind of, especially if you're drinking and things. So it's like at work, I'm not normally the first one to like swear necessarily. At my job now, I'm like it's casual to swear.
Sweary McGee. I mean, I swear a fair amount.
Yeah. Well, it just, obviously, there's a time and a place. If I'm on the phone call to a client or whatever, obviously I don't swear. But like, if it's off the phone and no one around me is on the phone, I wouldn't say it loudly or anything like that. But
that's the thing, is time and a place. This is what students don't understand. Like, I hear kids in my class, like, be like, oh, for fuck's sake, or, oh, she's such a fucking slag. And I'm just like, first of all, let's not say that because it's rude.
Mm.
But also, I'm like, guys, can we like stop swearing? And they're like, oh, so you're like, some of them have been like, so you're telling me that you don't have a swear? I'm like, no, I'll be the first to admit that I swear. I was like, I swear probably every day.
Mm.
However, you will not hear me swearing at work. Like, there is a time and a place for swearing. You do not have to swear in every single sentence.
Well, it's like when we were on our trip in Italy, we went to Bergamo, the old town, and we went into the church, numerous of the churches. And obviously, I am not a religious individual, and I have a lot of issues with Catholicism and also a lot of the churches. They are simultaneously some of the most beautiful things on the inside that I've ever seen handcrafted in glory.
But
also, you and I were talking about when we were seeing them, I've got a few photos as well, of the sheer amount of like gold and silver and all these
things. That's the Catholic Church, isn't it? Because Christian churches are more stained glass windows.
Yeah, they're more just like simple, like the floor is quite normal. Maybe there is a bit of a carpet, you've got the standard chairs, and there's just like a nice, cool, old building. And it's like with maybe a few... the fabrics draped and stuff.
Mm.
Whereas, the Catholic one is like all marble carvings everywhere. And that confession box made of wood was like
insane. That was beautiful. Like completely hand sculpted. It's like, what? Like it was, what was it? Like 600 years old?
Yeah. I think it's, you couldn't even touch it. You couldn't go near it. Like there.
Yeah, it had a border around it, like one of the rope borders.
Yeah. And it was so beautiful. And it was absolutely breathtaking. And I loved it. I've got photos of like the ceiling where it's like every inch of it is like full on 3D carved out of marble angels and things like that, like all the way up the top, all the way around, and it's a huge like Like, normally when you think of a church, you think of, like, one sort of big kind of bit in the middle sort of thing. And it's like one of them is bigger than the whole entirety of a normal size small church. So it's just got so many big parts of it coming off
it. Yeah, there's lots of chambers.
Yeah, went down to, like, the crypt, I think it was. Is that all the...
I think it was the crypt.
There's some place to do funeral ceremonies.
It must have been a funeral area, which I can only imagine is the crypt, really.
Yeah, but it was really breathtaking seeing it, but it was also, I was thinking, like, how many people maybe died or did this against their will or were not, you know, or how much money...
Well, none of them would have done it against the will, because it was the God's will.
Exactly. And it's, like, all the money that goes into it and things, like, with... I'm asking for, like, donation boxes, but they've got, like, jewels that are worth, like, an incomprehensible amount, and they don't have, you know,
because they've got to pay for their bling.
Well, it's also they don't get taxed, and I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like they should get taxed, maybe just to a lesser degree than, like, businesses. Like, getting no tax at all is, like, I feel like that's not really...
I have no idea, really. All I know is that they're beautiful, and I like being in them.
Yeah, I mean, when I go, well, after we walk around Italy, I wasn't spouting all this things off. That's an opinion of mine, but I do also think that, you know, I have my issues with organized religion in many ways, but that doesn't mean that I can't appreciate the architecture, especially of like mosques, primarily associated with that sort of Islam and some of the other Eastern religions like Buddhism, Hinduism. There's that sort of thing. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I like it when they combine as well. There's a synagogue, no, a mosque. Sorry, everyone. There's a mosque in Cordoba in the south of Spain, and half of it is a mosque and half of it is a cathedral, and the buildings are, like, combined.
Yeah, they're attached. Amazing. Where's that, sorry?
In Cordoba, south of Spain, in Andalusia.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, it's really, really, really pretty. Like, it's so cool because there's loads and loads of archways that are, like, red and white for the mosque, and then you go into the Catholic bit and it's, like, it looks, well, obviously it looks like a cathedral, so... But it's really beautiful. Nice.
That is one of the most, like, metaphorically speaking, as well as obviously literally, it's just a beautiful idea, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah.
That sort of combining of... Like, my thing has always just been with religion. It's the primary, the big thing is obviously the homophobia, which comes with a lot of, like, is in Islam, it's in the Quran, there's passages about it, there's at least a passage about it, there's same with the Bible, and it's like there's these other controlling things against, like... You know, if people are transgender, a lot of people who are religious don't agree with that. And it's like, I'm not saying people can't have their opinions about things, but it's more so like, I'm not a big fan of having a religion follow a book that's written by man, because although I don't believe there is a God, I believe that writing scripture as a general idea guideline, a lot of people view the Bible as, you know, metaphor and stuff, but when they go, no, this is literally, I know what the Bible means, I know what the Quran means, I know this is the infallible word of exactly what the creator was saying, and that's why I hate gays. It's like, it's not, that's the big part that I don't like, as well as obviously part of the money thing. But
there's ranty rant. Mike's the ranty rant.
But I will say,
this has turned into a very deep conversation.
I know. But I will say, with religion, though, I do really appreciate a lot of the community aspect of it and the beauty of it. And it has brought a lot of people back from the brink of either suicide or drug addiction, or some people do need some degree of thing to hold on to.
Yeah. I mean, I like going to church. Like, I like going to mass.
Because of your Italian family, yeah.
Yeah, I've got Italian family. So if I were going to choose to go to a church, I would go to a Catholic church. But yeah, so mass is really nice. I like going to mass. As you said, I like the community feel. Obviously, sometimes it's a bit boring because, like,
I went to some spouting on about school,
Jesus.
So, yeah. I was going to a Catholic primary school.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But obviously, when I was a lot younger, whereas you've been a bit more recently.
Yeah, I mean, I did my confirmation into the Catholic church when I was 14 or 15. So at that point I was going to church quite a lot because I was having to go to church on Sundays, and then we had, like, classes for the confirmation, so we were going to extra church. There were, like, some weeks I was going to church, like, 3 times a week.
You met people there that you knew, didn't you?
So one of the girls in my year group at school, who I have been friends with for a very long time, her family also Catholic, so we did confirmation together, which was quite nice. But yeah, I know a couple of other people from confirmation still.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, I don't go to church now. I'm not overly religious. I don't think I wasn't overly religious then. I kind of just did it more as a thing for my Catholic family in Italy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so, like, I remember we had to, oh, God, they, So the group that we were in for our confirmation, I think there was maybe like between 50 and 20 of us. There was quite a lot of us being confirmed. And they were all like my age. So around 14, 15. And they decided, the catechist decided to call it God Squad.
God Squad.
So we... yeah. We were part of God Squad.
I think it's going to have to be in the title of this episode.
And I hated it. I hated it being called God Squad. And they kept like emailing us with all of us in an email so for when the God Squad could meet up again. And I was like, I literally hate this so much. And then we had to do this like meeting where we all went back. And there was like an activity where we had to talk about what confirmation has done to change our life.
Right.
And we had to write our own like prayers about it. And I said to Amber, who is the friend that I did it with, I was like, what has confirmation done to change my life? Well, for starters, it's made me go to church less. And she was like, Megan, you can't see that. The catechist was like behind me, like, for God's sake, why? Another time they made us write our own creeds, which is like the we believe in one father, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. And so that's the beginning of the creed. And they made us write our own start to the creed. So I said to Amber, I was like, we believe in sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And they were like, no. Yes. Well, oh, church.
Little rebel.
Yeah, God Squad didn't last very long. I don't think many people. She was there. I think they were trying to make us meet up the last Sunday of every month. It didn't last very long. Amber and I didn't go. So
off it goes, off the rails. Yeah, I just never...
God Squad.
I wasn't even anything that... like that, but obviously when I went to a Catholic primary school, I just went to mass occasionally. I think it was in assembly, I would be, you know, to sing hymns every day. We have to do the Lord's Prayer every day.
That's what I like about Catholic, though, is that there are more songs.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks as always for tuning in, guys. Next week in part two, me and Megan continue our discussion about sort of hymns that we sort of started on when this chat ended. We then talk about sort of bees and honey farms randomly for a little bit. We then talk about a few movie things. We talk about the movie Joker, but we don't say any spoilers or any plot details or anything like that. We speak about Warwick Davis being in Star Wars. We speak about The Shining and other horror films like The Ritual and Blair Witch Project. And we then talk about how we met, actually. Then we discuss relationships, sort of overshare things on social media, meeting people in clubs and online dating and all that sort of realm, and a lot of other things. So it's a lot to get your teeth into. As discussed, I guess at the start, I'd guessed on the Brave Files podcast, so be sure to check that out with Heather Vickery. It was number 86. I've included a link in the description. And also in episode 24 of Genuine Chit Chat, that's when I spoke to my brother about my dad. So both the Brave Files episode goes quite well with episode 24 of Genuine Chit Chat, but both can be listened to independently. They're just different sort of perspectives of me talking about my dad and things, who passed away when I was 19. Also, I was going to quickly say, last week I didn't release an episode. I left it kind of to the last minute before saying at the end of part two of the last episode that there wouldn't be one this week, or rather the week just gone. It's just because I kind of forgot, essentially. I remember I was going to Italy. I kind of thought I'd have time maybe to figure something out, but then I saw my schedule and I couldn't. And yeah, I should have really made people aware more in advance, but so sorry about that. And then also, I was going to have my chat with a guy who's an author, today, but that didn't happen, so it's happening in 2 weeks time instead. It's just sort of a mix-up, it's nothing major. So that'll be coming out, and then I've got another chat planned in the next 2 weeks as well. So it will be a few things like that. My friend Reese, who's been on a few times, he's on the first ever episode of Genuine Chit Chat, and he's been on two or three since then. No, four actually, I think. Something like that. He's going to be on again. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, just random stuff. And I've got other things planned, which is really cool. So I think that's it really for me, guys. Yeah, thanks as always for tuning in, guys. Be sure to, you know, check out the Brave Files. Be sure to check out Release the Clowns. Make sure you, you know, check out the back catalogue, including that episode of my dad, if you like the Brave Files episode. All those lovely and gracious things. I appreciate everyone for listening. Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Leaving iTunes reviews and spreading is incredibly important. It's great for me, mainly the spreading of word of mouth or sharing on social media, because I don't spend any money on advertising and guest spots and collaborations and sort of promo swapping is how I get my word out. So if you enjoy any of this, share it with your friends and family, and I'd really appreciate it. So thanks as always for tuning in, guys. Hopefully I'll talk to all of you next week.